Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West,
All righty, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to Point West on TalktainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. Yes. You are in touch with Point West. Along with me is Dr. Randy Short, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Now, the 10 minutes that we did not come on at 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, we will go over 10 minutes. In other words, you will get the full 2 hours, and you will want to do that. Get your pen, pencil, paper, whatever. Get it ready, because Dr. Short is going to be dropping things, knowledge, that is, or science, whatever you want to call it. I have mine in my hand. I'm ready. Listen, to get in contact with the show, and thanks for the callers that called in before. Yes, this is Point West, and you can now call in at 1-877-932-9766. We are on and we are live. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can also, if you just prefer to listen, you can do this. Go to the talktainmentradio.com homepage. Just click on programs, listen live. You're right there. Go to the YouTube channel. Just type in the word Talktainment, and then you have to type in Talktainment number 2. Scroll down to radio. I think you have to type that in, and you are also there. And also, you need to go to the facebook.com/Talktainment, and you can listen to the entire program there. Okay, so get ready for your calls if you want to. Dr. Short will take your calls, but he's going to give us some information. Today's program is Today's program is entitled N, S, and the A. The N is for, Dr. Short is going to get into NABLA. If you haven't looked that up or know what that is, he's going to break that down. He's also going to talk about socialism. And then the A is going to be all other things. All other things that are important. He had elections coming up. They had some in Michigan or 6 other states. I guess they call that Super Tuesday. But he's going to drop knowledge on a lot of different things. Dr. Short and I do not rehearse this show. It's just live as it is, with mistakes and all, because life is like that. So away we go. Dr. Short, good morning, and how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Short, take it away. Where would you like to break in today?
Well, I think I almost want to start with the election, because that, and Corona, and related things, and then hit on the NSA, as she was saying.
Okay.
One, if people are looking, it's very obvious that the powers that be in the Democratic Party want Joe Biden to be the nominee no matter what. Even though there's been a rise in reporting that all sorts of people are now saying it, it's very obvious that the cognition capabilities of Joe Biden are rapidly deteriorating. Joe Biden is suffering from senility and dementia, says many experts. And so if this in fact is the their mind in real time in front of the public and on television. And they would rather have him than Bernie Sanders, who's talking about democratic socialism. That's quite interesting. So how is a man who's losing his cognition and his reasoning capacity, how is he going to negotiate with foreign governments? How is he going to deal with someone like Putin or Xi Jinping and China? How is he going to manage the nuclear button box? How is he going to deal with very complex things that are going on in society if he himself isn't able to make sense of reality? And given him being a racist, a notorious racist whose career has been set hurting black people, although we're stupid and we're voting for him, what if he forgets that black people were no longer slaves, says the 13th Amendment? That's going to be, I'm laughing my guts out at black people giving this guy such huge voting majorities when he spent his life destroying black people. And I've seen this before, we all have, when there are folks who've spent their lives being cruel to other people, and then they begin flipping. And for all the folks who have talked about Trump being mentally ill or Trump not having his full faculties, do they realize if Biden were to win tomorrow, the cat has already been taken out of the bag that you can challenge the president and him staying in that office under the 25th Amendment where you can question whether he's got capacity to be there? They've already started the precedent or protocol where folks can vote for Biden and he'll be removed. So who's going to be the vice presidential candidate? Will it be Hillary Clinton, who's a monster and a racist? Will it be Buttigieg? Will it be Klan Butcher, this lady that likes locking up black children in Minnesota? Will it be Kamala Harris, like locking up black men and keeping them in jail after the term is finished? It's very interesting. Well, where are we going with that? So for all the people who are celebrating the victories of Biden these last 2 weeks, need to understand it's a hollow victory for black people. And it's going to be a hollow victory for white people if this man doesn't even know where he is from 1 minute to the next. If he can't tell his own sister from his wife, if when he's out in public, he's cussing and screaming at people like drunk in the corner of a ghetto community, this is going to be our president. This is salvation. This is the rescue from Donald Trump. Are you kidding?
Man. Now, you say there's been some evidence of Joe Biden being on the senile side, or?
I didn't necessarily say that there's concrete evidence, but let's do this. I do know that Rod Stone, the infamous friend of Donald Trump, who I also know, that Trump is being advised to demand that Joe Biden prove mentally capable of debating before they'll even have a debate with Joe Biden. They're going to go just like that. They're going to demand to know, are you safe? And so all your friends, all your uptown coonsard friends like Klanberg and Benny Thompson down in Mississippi, and Lacey Clay in St. Louis, and Emmanuel Cleaver in Kansas City, Missouri, will their slavic obedience to the Democratic Party will not suffice if the man is literally going into a vegetative state mentally? If you cannot prove that, if you don't think that Trump won't wipe the floor with this man, you're out of your mind. So this is being reported in the pro Democrat media. It's being reported in Fox that people are looking at this and they're having real questions about the sanity of Joe Biden.
Okay.
Now, of course, the only people that won't know that it's the racist man losing his mind are stupid white boomer voters. You can't find the white person that doesn't hate us enough that they won't line up and vote for.
Uh-huh. What does it mean, Dr. Short, that he... Okay, two questions. Number one, what does it mean that he has won most of the Super Tuesday voting yesterday? And why... And tell us, Dr. Short, what we are not seeing, what we don't know. Have we been bamboozled?
Or what we're not... What's not being said is that there's voter suppression issues. I was just saying that 2 days ago, that the black people were prevented from voting in significant parts last week. There is the same problem, voter suppression, this week in Michigan, black areas. We're still going to vote for people to hang it from a tree. Ooh, at least I got the vote. God. So the same Democratic Party that says we need to vote is against us voting and suppresses our vote. And when loyal Democratic constituencies say, hey, look, we're not being able to vote, they basically say whatever, like we'll see with a thong on.
Wow. Man. Okay, so how... What would be a logical way to interpret that information that you just dropped?
And they're happy. They don't care whether we vote, as long as the person that they want to get the nomination gets it. They stole it last time. Look, the Democrats are the masters of election stealing. The Republicans do it, but not as good as the Democrats do. And in particular, the Democrat history goes all the way back to the Reconstruction has been stealing elections, in particular from black voters. And there are thousands of dead black people all over the South who were murdered so the elections could be stolen right after black folks first got access to the ballot. That is the history of the Democratic Party. Dogging, killing, burning, stealing from black folks.
What does it mean, Dr. Short, in Section 2, or Article 2 of the Voting Rights Act of 1965?
It's also Article 11.
Yes.
You make reference to there's no legal reason by which black people can be denied the right to vote. So this goes back to the black code created by the Democrats. Ignorant black folks created the policy by which black folks would be arrested, and because they got arrested, they used that as a justification to deny them the right to vote. So 100 years after they created these laws, the Voting Rights Act, which literally passed 55 years ago, following the march from Selma to Montgomery, it, this month, 55 years ago in Alabama, right?
Yes.
They put in place to overturn the felony conviction policies of the black vote that the Democratic parties across the South had created to remove black people, in particular black men, who were the only ones able to vote, from being able to vote. However, not one, and I'm going to say this, not one nigger Democrat who has a congressional seat has demanded that the Voting Rights Act of 1965 be applied to the 3.5 million black men who can't vote in this country, because they're getting paid. They've got a position. They're doing okay. The other story is that black people are being betrayed by black Democratic Party functionaries.
who are Democratic first and black when they're forced to be. Every black Democrat that you see on television is guilty. Every black in the state house, courthouse, mayor, wherever, if they don't let even the people in prison let the black vote, they're violating the Voting Rights Act. And it's an open and shut case that you can't deny. Black people, white people can have felony convictions. Hispanics, Asian Pacific, extraterrestrials, but not black people. And you know who allows this to happen?
Who allows that to happen? Who?
Black Democrats, black pastors, black Greek letter organizations, black civil rights groups. They, because it's the poor black people, and we've got an apartheid and a hatred of, in particular, poor dark-skinned black folks, the subhumans, and black society. We're more racist towards one another than whites are towards us.
What can they do? What can they do, Dr. Short?
There's a lot they could do.
For example?
For example, not vote. For example, create other parties. For example, go to the United Nations, go to the Organization of American States, demand that people not buy bonds from the city of, say, Detroit, or the city of Miami, or the city of Jacksonville. Destroy a couple of white, fat, ugly businessmen and see how quickly things change.
Is that logical, Dr. Short, to not vote as one of the alternatives?
Yes, it's logical not to vote sometimes. To share with you why. I'm not saying that not voting is how I approach, but not voting is a vote. Not voting is a vote in societies where people are really being shamed by the elections. When you don't see anybody turn out and vote, it impinges the system. It's because the system is foul, it stinks, it's rotten, it's decrepit, it's dirty. And that the people themselves aren't going to play their game. However, for black baby boomers, oh my God, they're so caught up in John Lewis's chin music of the Edmund Pettus Bridge. They'd vote for Hitler if he was a Democratic Party nominee.
Wow. Dr. Short, I don't know if it's your phone or if it's us, but I just got a text here saying that they can hear me, but your voice is kind of blurry, going in and out like an echo. So I don't know what can be done about that, but clearly...
I don't know what can be done either.
Okay, but clearly what you're saying is so vital that I would like for people to be able to hear exactly what you're saying. And while I have this time, let me do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, a lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you, the same one I did last week, All in Our Family with S. Yolanda Robinson. Now, this show is a good show, and it is exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. All you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs, find that show, and you will see a list of other shows that are there that TalkTainment carries. And give a show a sample, if you would like, just to see if you like it or not, including my show, one of my other shows, which is Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby Hurd every other Tuesday here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We just don't talk sports. Anyway, do all that. This is from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. We are efforting to work out that echo problem here with Dr. Randy Short, dropping some serious knowledge here. Hopefully you're not on a speakerphone, Dr. Short, because we're getting that feedback. I don't know what you would do on that. But if you are, see what we can do about that so that people don't get the feedback on that. Thank you, sir. Okay. All righty. Hopefully we can contact that or address that. Okay, the Voting Rights Act of 1965. So you're saying that people who are incarcerated have the legal right to vote. Is that a correct understanding?
No, they've had the right to vote for 55 years, Mr. West. They vote in prison in Illinois, which isn't far from you.
Okay.
So you mean to tell me they can vote? Why can they vote in Illinois? And some can vote in South Carolina in prison. You mean, why not? This is binding across the country. It's federal law. But the same way, there's a thing called the Ku Klux Klan Act or the Enabling Acts of 1869 and 1870, 1871.
Okay.
Do you know that it's a federal law against police killing black people? Do you know that law could round up police all over the country murdering black folks? It's been law since President Grant was president. Do you know that your punk, your effeminate, your weak black lawyers who want to drink at the country clubs with the judges that hate black people's guts won't do their work? There are laws in the books that are not enforced because people won't demand it. Yes, a white man that traded black people as slaves passed the law as president to prevent the police from murdering black people. And it has a lot to do with politics and elections. President Grant did it. It's not enforced. However, do you know that this law was dusted off, I think, last year, the year before last, to shut down the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazis over the girl Heather Heyer being killed down in Charlottesville, Virginia?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so that law pertains to black people being murdered, which means that there are black people all over the country that are being murdered, and nothing's being done, and the law is on the books. Because the punks at the Legal Defense and Education Fund, the punks and the different people, the little hookers and the whores and the tramps and the pimps that travel around claiming that they're going to protect you from the police, they'll give you a settlement, but they get even more money. The ones you see on television are not demanding the protection of black people's lives and property because it's big money for black parasites.
Money.
So aside from not voting, we need to punish the people in our community. How dare you say you're a leader? How dare you say vote for me? You get in a position of power, and you start thinking about your third timeshare home you want to have. And the rest of us are destroyed. You don't care. We all know black politicians who they're like the person in the house with 15 people with one bathroom. And they like sitting on the toilet stool because it makes them important. The rest of us have nowhere to take a dump. They need to get off the pot. We need to run these people out. In particular, I'm going to say this. There's the time now for the younger black folks to engage in political elder abuse. We need to go after and beat down and run out of office across the country people who talked about them marching with Dr. King. None of these people is any good to us anymore. They need to go home, learn fly fishing, go angling. They have no fight in them other than to increase their bank statement. That's what you do.
Yes, sir.
If new people came in, I'm looking at this idiot woman, AOC. She says and does whatever she wants for her people, her Spanish-speaking people.
Well,
we don't have one.
Cortez, right?
Cortez. Why don't we have someone black like that fights for us? She's not afraid of being assassinated. You know, the excuse is, what white folk are going to do to her. If you're that afraid, keep your black you-know-what out of office. Don't run for anything. Be a business person or be a snitch, but don't call yourself a leader.
Even Jim Clyburn down in South Carolina?
Clyburn, I call him Coonburn. He's a coon. He's a coon. You've got the eight of the poorest counties in this country in your district. You mean you didn't say, hey, look, Biden, I'm going to save your political asterisk. I want something for these eight counties where the people don't have anything. The nigga didn't ask for it. in Mississippi, they've got 20 of the poorest counties in the country. Do you think Benny Thompson said, Biden, I'm going to get you 100% of the black vote in Mississippi, but we've got to have something to deal with what's this stuff called? Hookworm, where the kids get worms from their own bowel movement all over Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia. That's right. The people don't even have places to make a bowel movement in. And there's nothing that we get from these Democrats, not even some place to make a bowel movement. This is what black Democratic traitors allow, but they're living real good. This is our fault. This is black people's fault. I mean, we're not even talking about reparations. I want to be able to make a bowel movement and the worms from my doo-doo not get my kids' feet, and then they end up retarded and slow.
Wow. 877-932-9766 is the number that you can call, or 7mrbobby@gmail.com if you want to get in on the conversation and check this stuff out. Hookworms from feces. Wow. I was not aware of that, Dr. Short. And that's in Alabama and Mississippi?
It's all over the South. This hookworm is spreading. You may even have it in places where you have homeless people in the cities. They may have it in D.C. They've got it in Virginia. In various places, people get sick from the worms from their own waste because it's not certain places don't have plumbing. And by the way, it's a crime in Alabama to not have good plumbing, but it's so expensive. So imagine you go to jail for not having a place to doo-doo in. It'll cost more money to lock you up for not having a place to doo-doo in, but they wouldn't help the people do something about it. There's a black congresswoman in Alabama. She voted for Biden. Why didn't she do something about hookworm? By the way, her parents let the Selma marchers stay on their property. Her name is Terry Sewell. Okay, all of these people with Dr. King. Dr. King died fighting for poor trash men. Who are these people fighting for? They're fighting for Brooks Brothers, Lehman Brothers, okay? They're not fighting for us.
I just pulled this up. Hookworms. Hookworms are intestinal blood-feeding parasitic roundworms that cause types of infection known as helminthiasis. It is a common infection in countries with poor access to adequate water, sanitation, and hygiene. So not only in this country, but other countries who don't have access to water. Why don't we have, oh, you just said it. I was going to say, why don't we have access, or why don't they have access to plumbing or whatever, or the clean water, because it's brought down to a money issue to install a system like that, Dr. Short?
It's a race issue as well. You don't have the money for the people who made the money, picking the cotton, doing all the work. They don't care whether people live or die. We should care. We don't. You've got black folks in the Alabama legislature. Got quite a few. You got black folks in the Georgia legislature. You got black folks in the Mississippi legislature. You got black folks all over the place. They're usually Democrats. They're fighting for LGBTQ. They're even fighting for people in the country illegally to have a safe place to make a bowel movement. But they can count on the poor black folks who have no place to make a safe bowel movement to say, you know, things will get worse. How worse is it that you have no place to make a bowel movement? And if I add to that, not only do they not have stuff for bowel movement, every place I'm describing to you all over the South, they've got an HIV/AIDS epidemic, but they're not going to talk about it because their white partners, their LGBTQ white allies, don't want to hurt the gay movement, so you let the little black boy and girl homosexual, bisexuals die. So they vote Democratic first. They probably putting a ballot form in the caskets of the people. My God, this is real.
Let's do
this.
This
is
now.
Real. This is what's going on. This is watch. And you know what? Who do you think, if there is corona in our community, who's going to get the test last?
Right. Got a break. Okay. Here. TalkTeamAtRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTeamAtRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Dr. Short is going to get into NABLA. And then the S, which is socialism, and all other things. All that and more, and maybe your phone calls coming up next.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Amina Brenda Lynn Robinson shared her creative energy with the people of Columbus and the Mount Vernon neighborhood.
Now the Greater Columbus Arts Council hopes her creative spirit will inspire future generations of black artists.
The two new programs are open to black and visual artists are the Amina Robinson Fellowship for local artists and the Amina Robinson Residency for National Artists. More information about both programs is available at gcac.org or call 614-224-2606.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
You've got the power. You are the power.
right here on Talktainment Radio.
We're back with Dr. Randy Short here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. All you have to do is just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the host of Point West here. And Dr. Short has been dropping some knowledge. If you missed the first 30 minutes, you can pick that back up. He really laid some stuff on us. And like I said, I have my pen and pencil. I'm writing down information because I am still learning. Get in contact with the show. You can do so by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I will read them. Dr. Short, NSA, and other things that we're going to discuss. The end today is NABLA. Could you briefly explain that and drop some knowledge on that? Because a lot of people, I'm afraid, Dr. Short, even before you and I hooked up, don't even understand what's going on with that or what that is.
Okay. NABLA is the National Association of Man and Boy Love in America, I think.
I think it. Yeah. What I pulled up, it said the National NABLA, National American Association, National Association Men, Boys, Lovers, or something like that. Lovers.
NABLA. Yeah. These are for men who want to have sex with boys. It comes straight out of the modern sodomite or homosexual rights movement. One of the founders is Harry Hay. You can find this in Wikipedia.
Okay, excuse me, Dr. Short, are you on the speakerphone? Because we're getting that.
No, I'm not on the speaker.
Okay, he's not on the speakerphone. Okay, I don't know what that short echo is. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Short. I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
So what's happening with NABLA is that people have always wanted to have sex with children. That's always been part of the LGBTQ movement, was to have sex with children. Not all of the people, but some of the people. You see, people need to stop treating this LGBT, this gay movement, like it's a church. After all, church folks don't do what the Bible says. Hmm. So it's basically wild and woolly. And the gay movement is wild and woolly. You have some that would never bother a child. You have some that do. Some that want a man. Some that want a man and a woman. Some want a man, woman, and an animal. Some want a man, woman, and a child. Some just like children. Some just like women. I mean, there's diversity. This is no rock solid form that you put people in when they're given to their passions. I'll quote the scripture. Who can know the heart? It's dark, deep, and desperately wicked. You don't know what people want. You can't predict. And the most insane thing that we're doing in this country is legislating it as if they're all going to wait until someone's 18 or 19. Straight people don't wait until folks of legal age to have sex. Why would a gay person do it? Why are they all of a sudden so virtuous and perfect and do everything right, and it's only the straight people that have domestic violence? What a crock. So the people who said, look, we got a movement going. I want to get mine from the young ones now. They established NABLA. And NABLA, and they have this in other countries. They have literally political parties in places like England,
in the Netherlands and in Scandinavia, where they're fighting to have sex with children, pushing candidates. And we have pro-pedophilia candidates in office as we speak. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, she's the one that all the little coon politicians in Washington kiss her ring. She has literally marched hand in hand with Harry Hay, the founder of NAMBLA.
Hand in hand?
She was, yes, she also was very good and close to the House Speaker, whose name was Dennis Hastert.
He's arrested, isn't he?
He's a convicted pedophile, but he and Nancy had wonderful relationships. And I know this because I saw them in their office together, in his office, because they were cool. She got along with Hastert. Sure she did. She was also associated with another pedophile named Jim Jones, the one who had all the black people killed, among them about 300 black babies down in South America.
Down in South America, yes.
Oh, pedophiles are strong. By the way, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People supported openly gay men being troop leaders for the Boy Scouts of America.
No.
Sure they did. 10 years ago, and look at what's happened. 10 years later, after everybody said, yep, we trust the man who really wants to have sex with men to help work with our boys. Now the Boy Scouts of America, because they don't want to pay the debts for all the boys that were raped, we're going to go out of business.
I'm blown away.
There's a thing called the National Center for American, the Center for American Progress. By the way, Van Jones is a part of the Center for American Progress. It was started by the Podestas, who are alleged to be connected to pedophilia. One of the key people with the Center for American Progress is a man by the name of Rabbi Saperstein. Rabbi Saperstein performed the first gay marriage in America, and he's a board member of the NAACP. Sure he is. Probably the most powerful one on there.
You don't know if he was involved with some of the information you gave last week about the genitalia of the young Jewish boys?
I don't have any. That's whoever asked that, they're going to have to look it up themselves.
Okay.
What we can demonstrate. Forgive me. I don't like when black folk like running off on in the rabbit hole. Let's deal with what we have. We have a man who's a rabbi who works for the Center for American Progress and is on the board of the NAACP. The Center for American Progress fought hardest to get openly gay men to work for the Boy Scouts of America. I don't need the little penises. I got this. This is a matter of the public record. And I want to say this to you. If pedophilia becomes, and it will be because there's a movement, it's called the Minor Attracted Movement, or MAP, M-A-P. This movement is fighting because there are many of them that are very, very rich. Okay, you look at people like the Hollywood producer.
Weinstein?
Come on, not Weinstein. He rapes women. We're talking about someone that messes. Allegations of this guy, Corey Feldman, and other people. People know that pedophilia is a big thing in Hollywood. They know it's a big thing in Hollywood. And we know that pedophilia is going on in this country because tens of thousands of children are sold in this country, women and children. So we have slavery in America now. In fact, let me just offend all the black men listening. If you go to strip joints and you haven't checked the age of the girls dancing, then you've probably given money to pedophilia. They start them young in those places. Pedophilia is big in our community too. It happens in the churches. you have these folks molesting kids, musicians all over. It's as normal as tambourines in the black church.
There was something you talked about last week about the gay gay movement, or I mean, legislation or gay act or whatever it was. I'm looking for the paper.
Equality.
Yeah, act. That's what it is. Yes.
Well, it's a move to legalize pedophilia and to erase womanhood. And every single solitary black person in Congress supported it, including Clyburn. He was a co-sponsor.
And this is on record?
Of course it's on record. Black people don't read. Only thing black people do is refuse to unite, refuse to buy from one another, stand up for anything. Everything else negative we do in spades, especially not pay attention. I'm surprised more black folks don't get hit by trains on the tracks, not looking around.
A matter of congressional record. Hey, let me do this. TalkToHimAtRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkToHimAtRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. You are listening to Point West with me as host, Mr. Bobby, and also with Dr. Randy Short. But it is at this particular time that we have Dr. Short speak about how you could support, how you can, I believe it's to get in touch or purchase some of the information he has with the Cash App. Dr. Short, could you briefly discuss that, please?
Yeah, well, I want to let folks know I have a book. I'm waiting to find out exactly when that'll be available, but it's called Slavery's Mastery. I'll have more information in the future. If you want to get a copy, I'll be able to let you know how to do that. But the best thing is to email me, wrandyshort@gmail.com. That's both my email and it's my PayPal if you like to send me a donation. I'll have more information on Slavery's Mastery. So one way, if you just want to write me, people do now and then, I can answer a question or point them to someone. That's one way. And of course, what people now doing in independent black media, back in the day, Dick Gregory and them would do one thing, but nowadays we're using Cash App. You just send someone a few bucks, either through Patreon or to Cash App. But the Cash App's pretty easy. It's Dr. Randy Short. So it's $ Dr. Dr. R-E-N-D-Y-S-H-O-R-T. Believe me, there's so much more that's out here. And unfortunately, we support the NAACP and the Urban League and churches. They're not doing the work. They're not educating the people. And I think, in fact, I know they're doing it intentionally, because when we're weak and we're ill-informed, people can rape us, rob us, and help keep us down. And yes, I am blaming black individuals, black institutions for refusing to bring and to help make certain that all power goes to the people, not to the preacher, not to the coon politician, not to the Masonic person with their little apron on, which looks kind of effeminate to me. Not to the Greek letter person that needs to have a brand on their buttocks. That's kind of effeminate to me, too. Not to the Ankh Kun that tells you the Bible is the source of black people's enslavement, but they can't give you a chapter or verse. And they have the whole Bible confused with the Talmud, which they haven't read. Okay. We need to support people that are bringing information to the people. So support me as I support Brother Bobby and others. It's, and you know, one hand washing the other.
Exactly.
And people won't believe if a couple of our folks, for example, the ending of school segregation, a white dude put the seed money down for. He had some money and he did it. Freedom isn't free. Knowledge isn't free. Liberation won't be free. And trust me, the abuse and exploitation and the destruction of our people is big money. They're not going to stop doing it because it pays too good. We're going to have to pay our way out of what we're in, but we have to stop giving it to Asians and Arabs and other people that hate our guts and think if we spend money with folks that hate us, they'll love us. It hasn't happened in 400 years. It won't happen in 4,000.
Okay. This is just a tremendous learning experience, you know, for me listening to this. I'm looking at, you mentioned the Talmud. I need to understand that. There's so much you have to say that I just need to understand. It's like you're the professor, and I'm learning as I'm, you know, looking this information up. And I honestly did not know that this movement, pedophilia, was as deep and so involved.
It's a big movement. It's a powerful movement. The name I was reaching for was Spielberg. You know, his daughter got arrested for domestic violence in Nashville.
Steven Spielberg? And
I didn't say he was a pedophile.
Yeah,
but what
I'm
saying, what I am saying of Spielberg is this. You adopt a black girl, and this girl is now a porn actress, but her father's one of the richest media people in the world. Does that sound strange to you?
Yes, to me it does.
Okay, of course it sounds strange. I'm looking at Dwayne Wade, and she's a male union, or she's a male eunuch. The wife he has.
Gabrielle?
How can you have your to me, that woman is whacked. Okay, I don't know if there's some LSD on her sex toy, because she's probably not getting none from him. All of the stuff that they're into. Mm. Look, how do you have a child like that unless some molestation hasn't happened to this boy? And who did it? Did Dwayne Wade do it? Did Gabriel do it? Did the gay babysitter do it? And why would you have a gay man watch your son? Did they make videos? Just asking.
Yeah.
But if you look at Dwayne Wade and Gabriel Union are now the toast of all the media worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
Those pedophiles and other people in the media can't wait to rip that little boy if they haven't already had him. If you don't realize that people take their children around to get famous people to have sex with them to get money, they do pimp children. It happens. Our community does it. Sure they do. The girl that took her niece to R. Kelly coached her before he had sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and women are equally guilty. And no sisters out there, oh, they didn't know. Sure they did. And when they're tired and their boyfriend walk off, you know, they take the lock off the door in the little girl's room. I mean, some real cynical, hard-hearted broads out there that need a beat down from God and man and womankind. We have a real pedophilia problem in our community. And a lot of people are guilty of it. I mean, Billy Preston, the one from Nothing from Nothing.
Yes.
I mean, will it go around in circles? I wonder what was going around the circle. And the age of the person. We've had pedophiles, the big ones, famous, all over the place, ripping up, raping, taking advantage of people. Our community has a real problem. And what I hate about the black community is all the phony conservatism. All conservative about stuff, but there's nothing we're not doing that white folk aren't doing. White people talk about it, make a book. Black people say, nah, we don't do that. Turn the lights out, that change. Oh, my God. No, so there is a movement to legalize pedophilia. It's moving very rapidly. They are literally preparing the foot soldiers of the young people themselves. In California, they have the California Healthy Child Education Initiative, where the children start learning how to put sex lubricants in their rear ends, and how to give blowjobs when they're 4 years old. Doctor. They're teaching this, they're teaching this in California and in Massachusetts, and you cannot withdraw your child from these classes.
My goodness, Dr. Short. Was the don't ask, don't tell part of this for the military?
No. However, let's talk about the uniform code for the military. What people need to know is that Obama was the one that got rid of don't ask, don't tell. And within the new uniform code for the military that Obama passed, it's possible for one to literally have sex with animals and not be discharged from the military. That happened 9 years ago. I know all the black folk that like Obama. He's opened up the gates of hell on our community. And we didn't get any jobs. The illegals got jobs.
the sodomites got jobs, black people just got more deviant sex and foreclosures. And we feel blessed that that coon was in the White House. Oh, God, save me. Oh, man. Whew. Mm. Yeah, so you can have, there's a whole movement to legalize. You know, in many places in the country, it's legal to have sex with animals. And all the states have different ages by which you can have sex with people. So in some states, it's 16. Some places, it's 17. Some places, it's 18. But what's going to happen, if you start teaching a kid at 4 or 5 about having anal and oral sex, and you've got gay teachers and drag queens telling them stories and all this other kind of stuff, when that kid's 14 or 15, they're tired of hearing about it. They want some real applied learning. Are you going to be how, after you've taught the kids all this sex, you really think they're going to wait until they're 21 to try it? Shoot, kids are having playing with each other. We can play with each other when we're kids. Do you really think when you arm them with all of this information about sex that they're going to wait until they're legal?
Did I hear you say that states, it is legal to have sex with animals in states?
Yes, and to have animal pornography, all these things. It depends on which state. You can either sell it, distribute it, make it. Some states it's illegal. Some states, you know, there's no law. Now, you need to understand that you have things called animal brothels. You had one up in Oregon. And we have cases, in fact, it really broke my heart, that there are black men that rape pit bull dogs.
Wow.
And people are attacking it. This is a kind of confusion in the land. And there was a case where a dog bit up a man that had assaulted it sexually. In fact, and he was a man's best friend that day. I would buy that dog a box of biscuits. I'm so proud of it. All of this stuff is being moved. And in particular, under the Obama administration, they do have a goal for people to have sexual freedom. Sexual freedom for them means whatever I want. And we need to understand something. It's in the Talmud. In fact, you can go in and you can Google, if you happen to be a pedophile facing charges, if you flee to Israel, they won't send you back. So there are quite a few rabbis and others who've raped children in the yeshiva schools, and they just go to Israel. That's like the promised land for pedophiles.
Yeah, Dr. Short, I just Googled or just looked up that information that you said about having sex with animals. According to the Metro News, it said there are still some U.S. states where it is legal to have sex with animals.
That's correct. And it is legal to rape children, boys in particular, and if you get into trouble, if you're Jewish, just go to Israel and no problems. That's that. Mm.
Wow. You're
home free.
Okay.
In like Flynn. I mean, and so I since we brought up the Talmud, people need to do their research. They will find that the Talmud is very different from the Bible, although we have all these black folks,
okay,
and white folks running after Israel and everything Jewish, and they don't realize that Jesus, when he was having the arguments with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he was arguing about the oral law of the apostate Jews.
Okay.
Which was written down and became the Talmud.
Okay, we have to pick that one back up. We're going to make sure we pick it up at that point again. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour of Point West with Dr. Randy Short. We'll be right back.
the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.